You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you have pen and paper because I've got a lot of things to talk to you about today. Some of it is humorous, some of it's dead serious, and some of it points to the fallibility of the human condition. And I think you're going to at least get a little education out of today's broadcast. As I bring home to you some of the manipulations of those want to do us in. By golly, do they want to do us in. This is the age of deception, ladies and gentlemen. You can't believe anything you hear, read, from any source unless you absolutely check it out and verify it to make sure that it's true. Some of the biggest deceptions garner in some of the largest numbers of people. What was it Hitler said? Tell them a big lie and they'll believe it every time. Something like that. I don't think that's an exact quote. In fact, I know it's not. But if I remember correctly, he said something along those lines. Look it up. Make sure that that's correct. And I think you'll find that it is. How many of you have heard of the Lucis Trust? We're going to be talking about that this first hour of this broadcast. But before we get started, I want to tell you that every year the Harvest Trust has a sale. And what the sale is for is to prepare our working capital for the coming year. It is to give you a chance to purchase the audio tapes of The Hour of the Time for the previous year, 1996, which at the end of the sale will be retired. We do this every year. The master tapes for all of the broadcasts of The Hour of the Time for the year 1996 will be retired at the end of this sale. So pay attention, write everything down, and make sure that you do this, because the last time we had a sale, some people didn't send for the list of available material until the sale was over, and then they complained because they didn't get to take advantage of it. So do it now. The sale does not start yet. It will not start for another couple of weeks. And so you've got time to send for a list of available material, which will include all of the available tapes of The Hour of the Time for 1996, all of the books, materials, documents, videotapes, everything that we have available will be sent to you. We need you to send us a self-addressed, stamped, number 10 size envelope with $1. Now, in the past, we've usually gone ahead and sent the information out if you didn't include a dollar, but I'm not going to do it this time, because you all know that we require a dollar with a request for our catalog. So if you don't send the dollar, you're not going to get it. And this is fair warning, folks. Take heed. Send $1 with a self-addressed, stamped, number 10 size envelope to The Harvest Trust. That's The Harvest Trust, P.O. Box 1970. That's P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. I'll try to give this out later in the broadcast. Usually when I say that, I forget. I'm going to put a little reminder up here for me. The Harvest Trust, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Be sure and send $1 along with a self-addressed, stamped, number 10 size envelope. And we'll get all the information out to you. The sale this year, folks, is just a 25% across the board. I don't care what it is or how much it costs. It's just 25% off across the board. That 25% does not include postage and handling. So you make sure that you're taking 25% off the actual price of whatever it is you're ordering and not the price that includes the postage and handling. Okay? And you can start sending your orders in as soon as you get your list, and I'll tell you on the air when the sale starts. And as usual, it will only run for 30 days. 30 days. That's why you should send for your packet of available material now, while you can, so that you'll have it in plenty of time. And remember, at the end of this sale, all of the tapes of the Hour of the Time for 1996, all of the master tapes will be retired. Those tapes will no longer be available to anyone at any price for any reason whatsoever. I hope you understand that, because the sale it gives you an advantage to buy them at a discount, and we do it every year. It is just a tradition with us. Okay, sit back, relax, get ready, because we're going to take a walk through La La Land. And I mean that literally. Sets the stage very well. There are three, count them, one, two, three. See, children? You can count. Three spiritual, they're called, festivals coming. And wait till you get a load of this. There's the Easter festival, but this Easter festival has no relation, ladies and gentlemen, to the traditional Christian Easter celebration and remembrance that it is intended for. This is instead the actual ancient pagan festival of the rites of spring. And then, oh, by the way, that Easter festival will be Sunday, March the 23rd, 1997, at 3 p.m., when the well, I'll get into that a little bit later, but the Easter festival that we're discussing here will occur Sunday, March 23rd, 1997, at 3 p.m. The Aries full moon occurs March 23rd at 11:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this will all begin to mean something to you in a little bit. The second one is the Wesak Festival, which occurs on Monday, April the 21st, 1997, at 7 p.m. The Taurus full moon is on April 22nd at 4:35 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And then the what they call the Christ's Festival. Don't get all tingly here, because it has nothing to do with the Christ of the Christian religion. This is the Christ's Festival. And World Invocation Day will occur on Wednesday, May 21st, 1997, at 7 p.m. The Gemini full moon is on May the 22nd at 5:14 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. These will be meditation meetings. They will be held at the Lowe's New York Hotel penthouse, 569 Lexington Avenue at 51st Street, New York, New York. All meetings will begin promptly and will last approximately 1 hour. This is for specifically the Lucis Trust. And they call upon all of the people of the world to celebrate, you know, at a different place, but all together. And I'm going to bring this together for you so that we'll make some kind of sense to you before this is all over. But actually, exactly how much sense it's going to make to you is going to depend upon your understanding of the ancient pagan religions and the mystery school of Babylon's ceremonies and all of that kind of stuff. If you wonder what those little spurts of music are, it's me trying to do something here and read things at the same time. These three spiritual festivals, folks, in the first place, let me assure you that they are shams. They are actually a work of psychopolitics, brainwashing, if you will, inculcating certain ideals and beliefs into the populace to get ready to accept the new world order, the new order of things, the golden dawn, the new dawn, the sunrise, the I could go on. A gigantic group meditation is going to occur in many different phases all around the world. I'm going to read this to you in their own words. A gigantic group meditation is going on in many different phases upon our planet. All the meditating units and reflective groups are related to each other through unity of spiritual motive. They are seeking closer cooperation and endeavoring to bring their meditation work, consciously or unconsciously, into a state of universal quiet, so that the formulation of spiritual desire can be carried successfully forward and the reception of spiritual energies can be a united reception. Do any of you know what it is that I just said? Well, it's not designed for you to know. It's designed to make you feel all warm and fuzzy and in unity with other people all around the world. I continue. For 2 days prior to the full moon, on the day of the full moon itself, and for the two succeeding days, 5 days total, endeavor at sunrise, at noon, at 5 o'clock p.m., and at sunset, plus the exact time of the full moon in your own land, to say the great invocation with the intent to invoke, precipitate, and anchor in outer manifestation the waiting potencies. Do this aloud when possible and in group formation whenever feasible. It is the focused power of unemotional thought which will bridge the present existing gap and link more closely the two worlds of spiritual activity and of human demonstration. There's that mysterious bridge again, the bridge to the future, the new millennium. I continue. A paper on the significance of these three spiritual festivals is available on request. Make sure that you write and ask for it. Also, a booklet on meditation at the full moon. Further information can be found in the books entitled, quote, The Reappearance of the Christ and Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, by Alice A. Bailey. Alice A. Bailey. Who is Alice A. Bailey? Well, let's see if we can give you some idea here. This is who Alice A. Bailey is.
Must be Cruella, your dearly devoted old schoolmate.
Cruella de Vil.
That's it.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If he doesn't scare you, no evil thing will.
Oh,
to
right.
Take her is to take the sun. Still. Cruella, Cruella. She's like a spider waiting for the chill. Cruella de Vil. At first you think Cruella is a devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock.
You're no help, Brian.
Fire back the inhuman beast. She ought to be locked up and never release. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
And that should give you just a little idea of who Cruella de Vil, alias, ladies and gentlemen, Alice A. Bailey is. Alice A. Bailey is a disciple of the Luciferian philosophy embodied in the Lucis Trust, which used to be called the Lucifer Trust, until the public caught on to what that meant, and then they changed it to the Lucis Trust. And that's who is instigating all of this. That's who has instigated some of these other things that have taken place worldwide. Remember when everybody held hands all across America and around the world? Remember that? Lucis Trust. Remember when they have the days of meditation? Lucis Trust. And all of these things are designed to inculcate, invoke, if you will, a spirit of cooperation amongst the globalist, New Age, New World religion, anti-Christian, anti-freedom, anti-constitution, anti-American, socialists, and they suck people into these scams who don't know better by making it sound all fuzzy, warm, furry, lovey-dovey, kissy-wissy, huggy-huggy, and all that kind of stuff. Because everybody wants to belong, you see, to something good. And they want to think that they're doing something good. And 9 times out of 10, they have no idea what it is that they're involved in. They don't understand the symbology. For instance, let me go back up here and read to you again what I have already imparted to you that you probably had no idea what it was that I was talking about. A gigantic group meditation is going on in many different phases up on our planet. Now, what that literally means, ladies and gentlemen, is that there is an active, ongoing agenda at work all around the globe, okay? All the meditating units and reflective groups are related to each other through unity of spiritual motive. That means that these little cells of communists and socialists around the world are related and working together even though they may not know each other and may never meet each other face to face and may never even know what the other groups are doing, for the same purpose and the same motive, serving the same agenda. They are seeking closer cooperation and endeavoring to bring their meditation work, consciously or unconsciously, into a state of universal quiet, so that the formulation of spiritual desire can be carried successfully forward. What they're talking about, into a state of universal quiet, means, ladies and gentlemen, acceptance by all people. Universal quiet literally is their symbolic terminology for the absence of opposition, so that the formulation of spiritual desire, in other words, the inculcation into people who aren't trapped in this yet, can be accomplished, and they will begin to work to further this agenda themselves and be carried successfully forward, means that they will win the battle and be able to establish their new world and new world religion in place of all of the old, and the phoenix will rise from out of the ashes in the new utopian socialist state. And the end of this is, and the reception of spiritual energies can be a united reception. That means accepted by all peoples everywhere, coming together as one over the dead bodies of the sovereign nation states and the old religions, and I mean all religions that have ever existed upon the face of this planet. These are pagan holidays and pagan festivals, and what they're doing here is working magic. Magic, ladies and gentlemen, is the art of illusion. If you don't understand that, go to a good magic show sometime and ask yourself if he really did make the elephant disappear. The answer is no. But you thought he did. And these people, controlled at the very top by what are called the magi, the adepts, the highest adepts and accomplished magicians, are creating through magic the illusion in great masses of people that they should be working toward this common goal. How about that? Does it make sense to you now? I hope that it does. The great invocation, with the intent to invoke. Invoke is an act of magic, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Are you all with me here? To say the great invocation with the intent to invoke, precipitate, and anchor in outer manifestation the waiting potencies. That means the agenda is there. The apparatchiks are in place. The cell members are ready to do their part. And they want to invoke, precipitate, and anchor an outer manifestation, which means bring it into the visual, real world, the waiting potencies. That is the power of their socialist agenda. And if enough people participate in this, you have to understand that it will happen. So far, they've never had a majority of people anywhere, but they have an awful lot of people who participate in these things. And every time they do this, those people bring more people with them. More people with them. You can order a paper on the significance of these three spiritual festivals. All you have to do is write to them and ask for it at the Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S, Trust, 120 Wall Street, 24th floor. That's 120 Wall Street, 24th floor, New York, New York, 10005. That's the Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S, 120 Wall Street, 24th floor, New York, New York, 10005. Now, don't think that you're going to understand what this paper is going to be telling you unless you understand the significance of the symbology and can, indeed, translate. It has taken me, oh gosh, in excess of 20 years to learn what these people are talking about that we all think means something else. If you've listened to our series on Mystery Babylon, then you're pretty well versed in all of this. You're not mystified by it because I've explained all the symbology. Listen to this. See, everything that I've taught you will come to life in your mind when you hear these buzzwords that I have given you the meanings for. Arcane School Conference in New York, Saturday and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, 1997. Keynote, within the fire of mind, focused within the head's clear light, let the group stand. Notice there's nothing about the individual within the fire of the mind. These are the philosophers of fire. Fire being the gift of intellect to mankind from their benefactor, Satan, who is the agent of the fallen angel, Lucifer, the angel of light, who calls himself the morning star, right? Within the fire of mind, Prometheus is represented within the pagan myths as Lucifer, Satan, bringing this gift of intellect. Prometheus brought the gift of fire to mankind. Within the fire of mind, focused within the head's clear light. The head's clear light is the God within, the Christ. Okay, it's not the Christ that you're thinking about if you're a Christian. The God within, the Christ. Let the group stand, which means let socialism win. Reign. Rule. As a friend of the work, you are cordially invited to attend the opening meetings. As a friend of the work, what work? The great work. The work. The plan. As I have taught you for the last almost 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, it is the ongoing agenda of conquering the world, destroying all existing nation states, all existing religions, and bringing about the utopian, totalitarian, socialist world. Saturday, April 26th at 2 p.m., opening talk, The Way of Fire. What is The Way of Fire? It is becoming Christed as an individual, understanding that God resides within you, that you, in fact, are God. And that the intellect is supreme. Group discussion, standing in spiritual being. Standing in spiritual being is letting go of all opposition to the plan. The panel presentation entitled, The New Discipleship. The New Discipleship. And of course, that's self-explanatory. Sunday, April 27th at 1:30 p.m., two speakers, The Note of Aquarius. Growth through sharing. What could be more clear? Growth through sharing. Redistribution of wealth. All people have all things equally. The Disciple and World Affairs. This is to teach those who wish to be on the path to work toward and with the agenda to the completion of the conquering of the world by socialism. Group discussion, creating a working idealism. A working idealism is one that will be adopted by the sheeple of the world without much question, because it makes them feel warm and fuzzy inside, makes them feel like they belong to something that is good and nice. Not understanding the history of socialism and what it really does to people and nations, and then tea and coffee will be served mid-afternoon on both days. Both sessions will conclude with group meditation. Group meditation brings everybody together as one. Again, the meetings will be held in the same place. Got lots more here, folks. Oh, yes, I do. Don't go away. Yeah, I hope you've got a laughing place, because you're going to need to laugh here during this broadcast this afternoon, and I hope you're up to it. It's necessary for your mental health that you be able to laugh at all of this. If you can't, you're in big trouble. Festivals and Conference 1997. Listen to this, and listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. If you... You know, laugh at it, but don't dismiss it, because this is powerful stuff. You know people in your neighborhood, I don't care where you live, that believes every word of this and is working, not even knowing what they're working for, toward the completion of this great work. Festivals and Conference 1997, meditation, letting in the light. Letting in the light. You know what letting in the light means? It means adopting the Luciferian philosophy. It means getting rid of your old religion, your old loyalties, your old nation, and adopting the Luciferian philosophy, the socialist agenda for the world. One, group fusion. Now, what do you think that means? We affirm the fact of group fusion and integration within the heart center of the new group of world servers, mediating between hierarchy and humanity. What is the hierarchy? The hierarchy is the leaders, the group of wise men, the ascended masters, the power behind the throne. We affirm the fact of group fusion. That means coming together with a group is more important than anything else. And the integration within the heart center of the new group of world servers. It's like an ant colony, ladies and gentlemen. Mediating between hierarchy and humanity. Listen to this. Quote, this is what they say. This is how they do this. This is their affirmation, and they do it as a group together. Quote, I am one with my group brothers, and all that I have is theirs. May the love which is in my soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in me lift and aid them. May the thoughts which my soul creates reach and encourage them, end quote. Stalin would be proud. Two, alignment. We project a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy of the planet, the planetary heart, the great ashram of Sanat Kumara, and towards the Christ at the heart of hierarchy. Now, what is Sanat Kumara? Well, Sanat is an anagram for Satan, ladies and gentlemen. And the Christ they're talking about has nothing to do with the Christ that you believe you know. Their Christ is their intellect. It's what makes them God. To become Christed is to discover your own godliness. Discover the light within. Be an initiate. Listen to this. Extend the line of light towards Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known. Shambhala is a mystical city on the earth, ladies and gentlemen, underground in the far east. Now, extend the line of light towards Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known. Remember, Lucifer was cast out of heaven to the earth. He has become the god of the material world. Actually, he's not a god at all, but he thinks he is, and all these people think he is. And to tell you the truth, none of these people believe that he even really exists. This is all metaphor. You see, they believe that man was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust, vindictive, and terrible creature, which is the Christian God of the Bible. Christian Judeo God of the Bible. And man was set free through the gift of intellect by Lucifer through his agent Satan when he convinced Eve to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then to seduce Adam to eat of the fruit also. God said, if you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, ye shall surely die. Satan said, no, God lied to you. He is denying you your rightful place, destiny, future, will, all of those things. If ye eat of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, ye shall not surely die, but will become as gods. If you belong to a church that believes that, you do not believe in Jesus Christ, you do not believe in the Christian religion, you do not believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Instead, you have bought the deception of Lucifer, the angel of deception, the god of the material world. And according to everything that is taught in the Christian religion, you are doomed. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to believe that. I'm telling you that that's what all of this means. I'm trying to educate you here today, not convert you to anybody's religion. I'm trying to keep you from being deceived by somebody's religion. If you can understand that, and I hope you can. You see, if you understand all of this symbology, and you really understand what's happening instead of accepting and believing what somebody tells you, then you can save yourself from all of these people, whoever they may be, because they're all lying to you. I don't care who they are. If you want to know the truth about the Christian religion, if Jesus Christ were to come back to this earth today and examine the teachings, the precepts, and the organization and maintenance of all of the churches on this world that call themselves Christian, he would turn his back on every single one of them. Without exception. Stand as a group within the periphery of the great ashram hierarchy. At this point, we are open to the extraplanetary energies now available. They really believe that when they stand within this group, all together, within the periphery of what they call their great ashram, or place of learning, is really what ashram means. Hierarchy. Hierarchy is the, it's like ranks of the military, the highest ranks. They believe then that they're going to get some special energies that are going to flow into this. Remember when they were having the planetary alignment and all the New Agers and people who believed this gobbledygook all around the world believed that strange things were happening and they were going to get large doses of fantastic spiritual energy and there would be a great shift of consciousness, a paradigm shift, if you will. Look, there's so much deception in the world today. It's a wonder that anything works at any time ever. I mean, it really is. Within the fire of mind, focused within the head's clear light, let the group stand. Three, higher interlude. Focused within the light of hierarchy, the planetary heart center. Hold the contemplative mind open to the light and love seeking to externalize on earth. Externalize means come into reality. All of this means is if they all do this together and they all want it together and they bring as many people together who want this together as they possibly can and they concentrate upon this and they believe it with their whole heart and mind and soul, that their goal, their agenda, will become reality. It's nothing more than the old power of positive thinking, self-fulfilling prophecy, and that's what they're trying to do here. They're working the magic of fulfilling the prophecy through believing that it will happen. Meditation reflects on the seed of thought. What is the seed of thought? The seed of thought is the God within. Okay? The more you are convinced that you are God, the more everything becomes subjective. Subjective means that whatever you do in a certain circumstance is dictated by the circumstance and not by moral principles or the knowledge or the belief in right or wrong or religious thought or laws or anything else. Precipitation, this is number five. Using the creative imagination, visualize the energies of light, love, and the will to good pouring throughout the planet and becoming anchored on Earth in prepared physical plane centers through which the plan can manifest. You see, every once in a while, they dispense with the symbology and just come right out and say what they're doing. Using the creative imagination, visualize the energies of light, love, and the will to good pouring throughout the planet and becoming anchored on Earth in prepared physical plane centers through which the plan can manifest. Using the sixfold progression of divine love as the sequence of energy precipitation, Shambhala hierarchy, the Christ, the new group of world servers, men and women of goodwill everywhere in the world, physical centers of distribution. You see, all of these terms or phrases are synonymous with the others. And then six, lower interlude. Refocus the consciousness as a group within the periphery of the great ashram. Together sound the affirmation. Listen to this. Quote, in the center of all love I stand. From that center, I, the soul, will outward move. From that center, I, the one who serves, will work. May the love of the divine self be shed abroad in my heart, through my group, and throughout the world. End quote. Then, according to our understanding and accepted responsibilities, visualize the immediate work to be done in establishing, quote, the pathway of light, end quote, for the coming of the Christ. They believe that not only is, notice they said the Christ. When they talked about the light within, they talked about Christ, the light within, the God within. See, they believe that they can become Christed through initiation, through finding the God within. Okay? It's also called the light. But what I just read to you there talked about the Christ. Now, the Christ is an office. It is an office on earth that can be occupied by an ascended master who comes in the flesh to teach humanity the path, the way of the plan, the great work. Hope you're all with me here, because if I've lost you, there's no way to go back and recover that. This is on their letterhead. Dear friend, with the approach of the three spiritual festivals, people of spiritual inclination and intention again have the opportunity to cooperate in a cycle of invocation spanning three consecutive months, which will affect the remainder of the year. This year, the dates of the three spiritual festivals meetings in the three centers are Easter, March 23rd, Wesak, April 21st, Christ's Festival and World Invocation Day, May 21st. Increasingly, these festivals are being kept simultaneously throughout the world, generating a great spiritual unity of which countless men and women of goodwill are aware. Too often, however, the differences in spiritual approach are more recognizable, particularly in the field of religion. The varieties of religious traditions and observances testify to the depth of humanity's yearning for the divine, but more often these differences serve to underscore lines of separation and barriers to understanding. What are these barriers to understanding? It's opposition to the plan. While the causes of numerous conflicts throughout the world are sometimes complex and varied, religious differences often form the fault lines along which cleavages develop, as witness the current conflicts in the Middle East, Bosnia-Herzegovina, the Indian subcontinent, Northern Ireland, and Indonesia. And within a religion, doctrinal differences can be the cause of deep divisions between conservative, moderate, and progressive forces. Yet throughout the world's great religions runs a golden thread of truth which summarizes humanity's understanding of divinity and which is known in the writings of Alice Bailey as, quote, the new world religion, end quote. This is not a new organized religion intended to displace established religions, but an evolving understanding of human relationship to the divine, which will reveal and stimulate the core of spiritual wisdom preserved in all the great religions. And that's a bunch of gobbledygook, which says that they're not really going to go out and destroy your religion. Your leaders in your religion are going to change your religion toward an ecumenical movement. And C, soon, within some date in the future, all religions will become the same. You can already see it happening. All over the world, it is happening. And you look to your leaders in your religion and you wonder why the dogma of the church is changing, the celebrations of the Mass and of the religious ceremony are changing, and new Bibles are coming out in your church, which used to use another Bible, is now using this new Bible, and you start reading the new Bible and there's terminology in there you never saw before, and there are words and passages and phrases that are left out completely that were in the other Bible. And if you're watching, you will see that all of these different churches and religions are merging toward the same central goal, where they will all be the same church, the new world church, the new world religion. And there will be nothing left of the old religions, and anyone who clings to those old religions will be called fundamentalists. And fundamentalists, as you have learned, if you have been paying attention, are terrorists. They will be exterminated like the Branch Davidians were. This view of religion, which intelligent men and women of goodwill recognize as proof of humanity's subjective spiritual unity, must be brought to greater awareness among all human beings if the terrible cleavages which hinge upon perceived religious differences are to be overcome. These cleavages constitute today a continuing threat to the hope of achieving world stability and peace based on right human relationships among all people. A pamphlet on, quote, the New World Religion, end quote, is available from the Lucis Trust, and quantities may be ordered for distribution if it would be useful for your service work. Just write to the same address I gave you. In the new age, religion will come to be understood as the ageless wisdom has defined it, quote, the name given to the invocative appeal of humanity and the evocative response of the greater life to that cry, end quote. It is the recognition by the part, the human individual. Notice they call the human individual a part. It is the recognition by the part, the human individual, of its relation to the whole, and the appeal for an increased understanding of that relation. And if that's not the definition of communism in relation to the individual in a communist state, I've never heard a better one, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that you were a part? Traditionally, the religious impulse has been expressed through prayer, which has often been motivated by desire, and through meditation, which has frequently been selfishly oriented to personal liberation and knowledge. But the basis of the New World Religion in the coming age will be that of invocation, the expression of the urge to group work. Here is the definition of the New World Religion. Listen. But the basis of the New World Religion in the coming age will be that of invocation, the expression of the urge to group work for the group good and for group contact with the divine. See, you all think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I've been studying for years and years and years. And if I'm crazy and you're all sane, then the truth is I'm the only sane person on this planet. Invocation and evocation, or appeal and response, describe the entire evolutionary process of life on Earth, the cause of all progress and pushing forward towards expanding consciousness and into greater light, whether referring to a giant pushing out of the darkness of Earth into the light of the sun, the birth of a child, or the spiritual progress of a human being moving into expanded understanding and capacity for service. And before this can happen, there must be a symbolic death. That is the basis for the initiation and the mystery religion of ancient Babylon, which is what all this represents. The old gods are coming forth into the world again. All growth is governed by the science of invocation and evocation, and religion is the summation of humanity's understanding of this great evolutionary process. And what is that understanding? Don't resist. Don't make waves. Do not oppose socialism. The Great Invocation is a world prayer translated into over 75 languages and dialects and used daily by people throughout the world. It is totally impersonal and universal in effect. Yet all aspects and parts of the planetary life are included in its beneficence. Remember, I told you that the New World Order would be a benevolent dictatorship? That's what they call it. Benevolent means if you go along, you get rewarded. If you don't go along, you get squashed. Simple as that, like a bug. When the Great Invocation is worked with for any length of time, it is transformative in effect and a superb means of contributing to the establishment of right human relationships. At the time of the three spiritual festivals, the intelligent, spiritually motivated men and women of goodwill have a particular opportunity to render service to humanity through group meditation. For the flood tide of spiritual energies released at the festivals requires the creation of an invocative channel of united human hearts and minds to receive, register, and distribute these energies throughout the world. Insofar as we are able to put aside our own concerns and desires and focus our identification with the subjectively united group of spiritual aspirants and the disciples, which spans all cultures, nations, races, and religions throughout the world, we can contribute through meditation and focused thought to a great spiritual unity which will help to stabilize the effects of the great approach of the world teacher and the transition into the new age. Who are the spiritual aspirants and disciples? They are the fellow travelers, the members of the socialist and communist cells who take their orders from the Internationale or from Moscow itself to bring this all about. You say, oh, it couldn't be Moscow. Soviet Union fell. Well, apparently you didn't read old Gorby's book called Perestroika. You certainly haven't read the information that I've given you to read, New Lies for Old and the Perestroika Deception, written by Anatoly Golitsyn before it all happened. It is a deception to disarm the West, ladies and gentlemen. And it is working. The realization that participation in the three spiritual festivals is an act of service done for all humanity and for the spiritual quickening of all life on earth is a joyous recognition of opportunity. Each of us can contribute according to our interest and inclination, whether by participating in the many gatherings that will be held for group meditation at each of the three festivals, or by organizing such a gathering if one isn't being held in your area, by helping to publicize the festivals and the Great Invocation through distribution of literature and advertisements in the media, and by establishing and preserving an unwavering conscious awareness of the inner significance of the festivals. For this mental focusing contributes to the invocative channel of approach which the watching, waiting hierarchy looks for in the spiritually oriented members of humanity. We enclose information about the three spiritual festivals, their observance, and all of that stuff. Blah, 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 blah. May the coming spiritual year bring all human beings to a deeper realization of the interrelationship of all the lives that share our planet, united with you in service to the plan, Lucis trust.
But, Peter, how do we get to Neverland?
Fly, of course.
Fly?
It's easy. Just think of a wonderful thought.
A little happy little thought?
Uh-huh.
Like toys at Christmas? Jingle? No?
Yeah. Watch me now. Here I go. It's easier than fly.
He can fly.
He can fly.
Indeed. Now you try.
I'll think of a mermaid lagoon. Oh, underneath a magic room. I'm in a
pirate ship. I think I'll be an engine boy.
Now, everybody try. One, two, three.
You can fly. You can fly. You can fly.
This is the Voice of Freedom. Freedom Radio Network, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. The Hour of the Time is also carried on worldwide shortwave radio, WRMI, 9955 kilohertz, Monday through Friday night, 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pete, classic radio, like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a non-profit community service.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Hour of the Time. Now some of you are beginning to realize why William Jefferson Clinton named me in a White House memo as the most dangerous radio host in America. You also know why Rush Limbaugh read that memo on the air so that he could get out from under the heavy weight of the oppressive propaganda attack of the communist news networks and all of the sheeple of the world. Who think that means something. It's a great compliment to me because it means I am hitting them where it hurts. It means I'm speaking the truth. And they are worried that you are going to catch on to it. It scares the living hell out of them, to tell you the truth. That's why you need to research everything that you're told on this broadcast and every other, so that you will discover the truth. Seek ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. Nothing else will do it. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Who said that? Not the Christ that they're talking about, but Jesus Christ said it. World Invocation Day, May 21st, 1997. World Invocation Day, May 21st, 1997.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other next say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
That's patriots, folks.
Never ever thinking there was danger in the water. They were thinking they just guzzled it down.
That's you.
Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them in desert in a van.
Yoo-hoo!
Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Bye.
Bye. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Yeah, you better stop that kind of behavior, folks. That's what everybody's doing. Even people who call themselves educated patriots don't know the you-know-what from a hole in the ground. And that's the truth. Everybody's running around chasing a different agenda. You know, there's actually militias in this country that say if you're not a Christian, you can't belong to their militia. Do you know how many Christian churches there are in this country that all claim that all the other churches are wrong, and they're the only ones that are right, and they're going to heaven, and everybody else is going to hell? Have you ever counted them, folks? You know, it's reached the point where it is absolutely ridiculous to even call yourself a Christian anymore, because nobody knows what in the hell it means. And that's the truth. And I heard Christians say that other Christians who were murdered in Waco, Texas, deserved what they got because they were a bunch of religious wackos. They were Christians. They call themselves Christians. So, which Christians need to be burned up, and which are going to rule the world? Can you tell me that? Every one of you is going to tell me you are, because you belong to your church, and your church says that it's the only one that's right. Am I correct? You know what, folks? I think you're all full of crap, every single one of you. And that's the truth. You better get together and understand there's one thing that unites us all in this country, and one thing only. It is the only thing. And unless we understand it, acknowledge it, and get behind it, we are all going to be pulled apart and divided into so many pieces that we will be easily conquered and enslaved in this socialist, totalitarian, new world, utopian order. And if you never understood anything else in your life, you better understand this. Freedom is our uniting bond. I don't care what race you are. I don't care where you were born. I don't care how mistreated you were when you were a child. I don't care what religion you belong to. Unless you understand that and understand it completely, in all its implications, you are doomed. Doomed. World Invocation Day, May 21st, 1997, an invitation to men and women of goodwill. Men and women of goodwill are socialists. If you're not a socialist, you are not of goodwill. This is a time of preparation not only for a new civilization. Listen to this. They are not hiding what they're doing. They never have. You are just blinded by your own preconceived ideas, prejudices, bigotries, blind beliefs without reason. I know people who won't send for any of this information that's offered because it's being offered by the Lucis Trust. Therefore, you will not know what your enemy is doing unless you listen to this broadcast and I tell you. And how do I know? Because I send for everything they print and I read it. I study it because I want to know who my enemy is. When I step on the battlefield, I want to know who the general is. I want to know where he was born, what he thinks, what his religion is, what tactics he's going to use against me. And I know that if I am not prepared in that respect, I will lose the battle. And if I lose the battle, and I'm fighting the battle for you, you also will lose the battle. Listen to this. Pay attention. This is a time of preparation, not only for a new civilization and culture in a new world order, but also for the coming of a new spiritual dispensation. Did you know that the Lucis Trust, up until not too long ago, was headquartered in the United Nations building? And was recognized and still is recognized by the United Nations. Did you know that? Did you know that a lot of their funding comes directly from the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen? And how many of you have written me letters or called me on the phone and said, Bill, you're full of crap, there's no new world order. George Bush was he just made that up. Presidents don't make anything up, folks. Every word they say is carefully considered, weighed, and set down to cause things to happen. You have to understand the language. Listen to this. Humanity is not following an uncharted course. There is a divine plan in the cosmos of which we are a part. Bull crap. What they're doing here is admitting that there is a conspiracy. It's not a divine plan. It's the socialist plan. Socialists don't believe in God. There is no divinity in socialism. Except where they can convince the fools that they themselves are God until they get into their socialist power and then teach them that they're really slaves. That's the truth of it. This is an admission, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is not following an uncharted course. There is a conspiracy at work. They call it the plan, the great work, the divine plan. The work, the path. There is a divine plan in the cosmos of which we are a part. At the end of an age, human resources and established institutions seem inadequate to meet world needs and problems. And that's true, folks, because they keep screwing everything else up. If they would take their fingers and toes and sticks and guns and knives and manipulations and lies and deceit out of the pot, the stew would be very good indeed. At the end of an age, human resources and established institutions seem inadequate to meet world's needs and problems. At such a time, the advent of a teacher, a spiritual leader, or avatar, is anticipated and invoked by the masses of humanity in all parts of the world. They're waiting for their world leader, the Christ, not the Christ that Christians expect, the ascended master who has come down in the flesh to teach humanity the way, the path, the plan, the work. He will, in fact, be what Christians call the Antichrist. And his first and foremost goal will be the complete destruction and elimination of the traditional Christian religion from the face of this earth. I continue. This mass invocation reaches its highest point each year during the period of three great spiritual festivals. At the Great Western Festival of Easter, a month later at the Eastern Festival of Wesak, the Festival of the Buddha, and climaxes a month after that at World Invocation Day during the third festival of the Christ, which has the keynotes of goodwill and humanity. World Invocation Day has three central features. First, the use of the Great Invocation, a world prayer which expresses truth central to all the major religions. Second, the spiritual cooperation of men and women of goodwill of every faith joining in a united act of invocation to divinity. Third, the distribution into human consciousness of the spiritual energies evoked during the festivals of Easter and Wesak. Today, the reappearance of the world teacher, the Christ, is expected by millions. Not only by those of Christian faith, but by those of every faith who expect the avatar under other names, the Lord Maitreya, Krishna, Messiah, Imam Mahdi, and the Bodhisattva. Glamour and distortion surround this central fact of divine response to human need, and you should see by that list of names that it is not the Christ that Christians are expecting. This Christ will indeed be all of these to all people who expect all of those that I have named and more that are unnamed. This is inevitable, but unimportant, they say. The fact of transition into a new age is important. Preparation by men and women of goodwill is needed to introduce new values for living, new standards of behavior, new attitudes of non-separateness and cooperation, leading to right human relations and a world at peace. Now, what is the definition of peace to socialists? Lenin defined it, ladies and gentlemen. The definition of peace is all absence of opposition to socialism. Becoming world teachers will be mainly concerned not with the result of past error and inadequacy, but with the requirements of a new world order and with the reorganization of the social structure. How more clear can it be made? I am reading this to you out of their own publications, which you can obtain for yourself simply by writing to them. They're telling you exactly what they're doing. And still you will not listen. Still you will not hear. Until this nation is rendered into ashes, the Constitution disappears from the face of the earth, all existing religions are made null and void, and all who oppose this new world socialist utopian order are murdered, for that is what will happen to you if we are not victorious and you resist or object or even so much as offer constructive criticism. You will be simply eliminated. Listen to this. Will you join in observing World Invocation Day through the united use of the Great Invocation, and will you join in making this day widely known? You see, if what they were doing, ladies and gentlemen, was good, they wouldn't have to do it hidden behind all of this symbolic, gobbledygook, esoteric language occultism. Etc. You see, you've all been bamboozled by the people that you trust the most. Your own preacher will tell you not to read occult works. Do you know what occult works are, ladies and gentlemen? Occult simply means hidden. Do you know why it's hidden? Because it conceals the method of controlling you. There is an exoteric teaching, which is what you're given, and an esoteric teaching, which is the truth, which is used to manipulate and control large masses of people. It is concealed behind the temples without windows in the occult ceremonies and the symbolic procedures of the initiations in the ancient mystery religion of Babylon, which occurs in every Masonic temple, every Eastern star meeting, every Knights Templar, the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus. And don't write me a letter and say that this is all baloney. I've proven it for years. I've given you the sources and the documentation and the books written in their own words on this broadcast over the last 5 years. I don't even want to hear it anymore. World Invocation Day. May 21st, 1997, an invitation to men and women of goodwill. This is a time of preparation not only for a new civilization and culture and a new world order, but also for the coming of a new spiritual dispensation. Three Spiritual Festivals, 1997. The Easter Festival. Sunday, March 23rd, 1997. Aries full moon, March 23rd, 11:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Why do they put that in there? Because this is really an ancient pagan rite of fertility. The word Easter is derived from the ancient goddess Ishtar. The great Western festival and spiritual high point of the Christian year has the keynote of love and is always fixed by the date of the full moon of Aries, the first full moon after the vernal equinox. Has the keynote of love, reproduction, fertility. The Wesak festival, Monday, April 21st, 1997. Taurus full moon, April 22nd, 4:35 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The great Eastern festival of the Buddha expresses the keynotes of wisdom and divine purpose and follows 1 month after Easter at the time of the Taurus full moon. The Christ festival, Wednesday, May 21st, 1997. And notice it's Christ plural. The Christ festival, Wednesday, May 21st, 1997. Gemini full moon, May 22nd, 5:14 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The festival of the Christ follows 1 month after Wesak at the time of the full moon of Gemini. It has the keynote of humanity aspiring to God and blending many different spiritual approaches in one unified act of invocation. It has been observed since 1952 as World Invocation Day. And now, after this, I will then read you the great world invocation, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyone can be a fool, do things which are wrong. But fools find out when it's too late that they don't live so long.
I'm not a fool, no, sir. I want to live the night. I play straight for you and me, but I'm no fool.
smile. He doesn't give it any care, and soon it falls apart. Any fool will load his bike so much that he can't see. He rides on sidewalks, so what happens? A catastrophe. No, sirree. I want to live to be 93. Show-off is a stupid thing, as any fool should know. He thinks it fun, but what a sorry ending to his show.
Oh, I'm not fooling,
I want to live to be 93. We play safe, you and me, cause we're no fools.
What are you going to be, folks? Huh? And why? I'm just trying to cue something up here. It's very important in your continuing education. Here's the great invocation. How would you like to hear it? Everybody who would like to hear it, raise your hand. No, Johnny, not two fingers. Just your whole hand. Here it is, folks, the great invocation. Quote, from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Now, what does all this mean? Well, I've probably given you enough to go on already that you should be able to interpret it pretty well. These people do not believe in the God of the Bible. Their God is the Luciferian philosophy, which is not a God at all. It is a philosophy that man himself is God because of the gift of intellect bestowed upon man by Prometheus or Lucifer or Satan, whichever one you want to pick. They all mean or stand for the same exact thing. Okay? Except in the true biblical sense, Satan was the instrument of Lucifer. From the point of light within the mind of God. Who's God? Why, you're God, according to them. What is the point of light? That is your soul, your center, the light within, the Christ within. Let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. That means go out and spread the message. Teach socialism. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. In other words, may everyone become Christed. May everyone seek the center, find the light within, learn that they too may become Christed. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. That means serve the agenda, promote the plan, further the great work. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. That means may the center which we call the race of men, in other words, all mankind, bring forth the fruition of the plan or the great work. Let it be successful. In other words, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Destroy all old nation states, all of the old existing religions, and societies, and everything else. And the last one is the key to the whole thing. Let light and love and power restore the plan on Earth. Restore it? Oh, you mean it existed at some time in history and was destroyed and they're restoring this plan now? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it existed in the ancient city of Babylon. And it is, in fact, the ancient mystery religion of Babylon, practiced in secret by the occult adepts of the great fraternal brotherhoods whom they tell you exist only for the good of the community. And they build a hospital and treat children, and they point to the hospital and say, that's what we really do. We, you know, how could you think we would possibly be doing anything else? And you fall for it every time. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't understand all of this, ladies and gentlemen, let me bring it home to you a little bit more, a little bit better. Let me sort of elucidate, illuminate. Let me show you the source of light. Let me give you some intellect. How about that? It amazes me, ladies and gentlemen, that so many people exist on this earth who have never had an original thought in their life. Everything that they do, say, or believe is based upon something that they accept that was taught to them by somebody, some book, some religion, some preacher, some mother or father, and they believe it without question. Just because it is written in a book does not make it so. Whether it is taught in college or in high school, or you discover it yourself in a library. Just because your parents tell you something is true does not make it true, for they learned what they know the same way that you were taught to believe all of the erroneous things that you have always trusted to be true. You see, that's the problem. We trust someone else to tell us what we are perfectly and fully capable of determining for ourselves by using our own brain that God gave us in order that we can do exactly that. But you see, having an original thought and weighing philosophies and studying different sources of information to arrive at the truth, which is elusive at best, I can assure you, is work. And what do 99 out of every 100 people in this world spend most of their time doing? Why, getting out of work. Most of them actually work harder at getting out of work than they would if they just did the work. And that's the truth, and you all know it. Although if you were standing toe-to-toe to me, you would deny that you were ever guilty of that. Yet you know in your heart of hearts that you are most guilty of it, as we all have been or are for most of our lives, me included. You see, folks, I'll be 54 this year. I did not wake up until I was in my 30s. And then I didn't do anything for another whole bunch of years because I was paralyzed by the information that woke me up. So once I dealt with that, nothing can stop me now. Nothing. And I don't believe anything anybody says anymore. Nobody. I don't care who they are. If you tell me something and you tell me it's true, you better be able to prove it. Because I'm not going to believe a word of it. I don't trust you. I don't trust any church. I don't trust any government. I don't trust any politician. I don't trust any city council. I don't trust any policeman. I don't trust any fireman. I don't trust my own mother anymore to tell me the truth. Because I know that they are all in the same condition from which I escaped. I call it the sheeple condition. Some people get insulted when I say that. Because some people don't believe they're susceptible to deception. Oh, they know their church is right. The only church in the world is right, and everybody else is going to hell. Right? And then I go down the block, talk to Joe Blow from the other church. He'll tell me exactly the same thing, and he knows it. And then if I'm talking to a woman who voted for Clinton, he's the best politician in the world. He never did anything crooked, and he wouldn't hurt us because I voted for him, and I know. Know what? That you saw his name on a ballot? You don't know Bill Clinton. You don't know anything about him. None of you do. You don't know anything about Bob Dole, for that matter. You think you do, but you don't. You know nothing. Bob Dole, in fact, is a 33rd degree Freemason of the southern jurisdiction of the Scottish Rite. He is a member of the Illuminati that is destroying this country. He lied to you so many times, it's pathetic, and you still believed in him. So with that, bear in mind, and when you listen to this, remember that he's looking for the fire. If you don't have the fire, you're living in ignorance. You're a sheeple. You're a sheeple. And this is what you are. At least this monkey has the sense to look for intelligence.
Now I'm the king of the swingers. Oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man, man cub, and stroll right into town. And be just like the other men. I'm tired of walking around. Oh, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. Talk like you. You say it's true. And it's like me.
I want to be like you. I want to walk. like someone like me.
Well, do you fit into that category, folks? I certainly hope not, but if you do, you know, you can get out of it. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to be there. You don't have to be a part of it. You can find the fire. If you know the symbology of what that means, or the symbolic meaning of that term, in the mysteries, then you and I have just communicated on an esoteric occult level. How about that? Whoopee! You just overcame your aversion to studying what you wouldn't even touch before, if you realize what just transpired between you and I. Most Americans don't know that in 1933, a large group of Americans, students, university professors, doctors, psychologists, were all sent by the major foundations in this country to the Soviet Union. I am now going to read you a portion of a speech delivered to these Americans in the Soviet Union, who then came back and became the core of the communist and socialist cells which have been working ever since to overthrow this great nation and destroy it from within. They have grown and magnified their numbers beyond your comprehension, and they are solidly in control of every level of our society and government. I quote an address by Laurentia Beria, the head of the Soviet secret police under Stalin. American students at the Lenin University, I welcome your attendance at these classes on psychopolitics. Psychopolitics is an important, if less known, division of geopolitics. It is less known because it must necessarily deal with highly educated personnel, the very top strata of mental healing. By psychopolitics, our chief goals are effectively carried forward to produce a maximum of chaos in the culture of the enemy is our first most important step. Our fruits are grown in chaos, distrust, economic depression, and scientific turmoil. At last, a weary populace can seek peace only in our offered communist state. At last, only communism can resolve the problems of the masses. And now I just want to interject here that the motto, ladies and gentlemen, of the 32nd degree of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry is, and I quote, Ordo ab chao. Out of chaos comes order. Create the chaos, offer the solution, institute the order. I continue with Beria's address to these American students. And not all were students, folks. Many of them were what you call graduate students, older men and women of our country who went over there to learn how to overthrow us. I quote, a psychopolitician must work hard to produce the maximum chaos in the fields of mental healing. He must recruit and use all the agencies and facilities of mental healing. He must labor to increase the personnel and facilities of mental healing until at last the entire field of mental science is entirely dominated by communist principles and desires. To achieve these goals, the psychopolitician must crush every homegrown variety of mental healing in America. Actual teachings of Freud, James, Eddie, and others amongst your misguided peoples must be swept away. They must be discredited, defamed, arrested, stamped upon, even by their own governments, until there is no credit in them and only communist-oriented healing remains. You must work until every teacher of psychology, unknowingly or knowingly, teaches only communist doctrine under the guise of psychology. You must labor until every doctor and psychiatrist is either a psychopolitician or an unwitting assistant to our aims. You must labor until we have dominion over the minds and bodies of every important person in your nation. You must achieve such disrepute for the state of insanity and such authority over its pronouncement that not one statesman so labeled could again be given credence by his people. You must work until suicide arising from mental imbalance is common and calls forth no general investigation or remark. With the institutions for the insane, you have in your country prisons which can hold 1 million persons and can hold them without civil rights or any hope of freedom. And upon these people can be practiced shock and surgery so that never again will they draw a sane breath. You must make these treatments common and accepted, and you must sweep aside any treatment or any group of persons seeking to treat by effective means. You must dominate, as respected men, the fields of psychiatry and psychology. You must dominate the hospitals and universities. You must carry forward the myth that only a European doctor is competent in the field of insanity, and thus excuse amongst you the high incidence of foreign birth and training. If and when we seize Vienna, you shall then have a common ground of meeting and can come and take your instructions as worshippers of Freud along with other psychiatrists. Psychopolitics is a solemn charge. With it, you can erase our enemies as insects. You can cripple the efficiency of leaders by striking insanity into their families through the use of drugs. You can wipe them away with testimony as to their insanity. By our technologies, you can even bring about insanity itself when they seem too restive. You can change their loyalties by psychopolitics. Given a short time with a psychopolitician, you can alter forever the loyalty of a soldier in our hands, or a statesman, or a leader in his own country, or you can destroy his mind. However you labor under certain dangers, it may happen that remedies for our treatments may be discovered. It may occur that a public hue and cry may arise against mental healing. It may thus occur that all mental healing might be placed in the hands of ministers and be taken out of the hands of our psychologists and psychiatrists. But the capitalistic thirst for control, capitalistic inhumanity, and a general public terror of insanity can be brought to guard against these things. But should they occur, should independent researchers actually discover means to undo psychopolitical procedures, you must not rest. You must not eat or sleep. You must not spend one tiniest bit of available money to campaign against it, discredit it, strike it down, and render it void. For by an effective means, all our actions and researches could be undone. Where does all of this politically correct thinking come from, ladies and gentlemen? It comes from our universities. It comes from psychologists and psychiatrists. It comes from the belief that there is one sane state and one sane personality, and all others are deviations, are psychosis, and are, in fact, bad. And so we are being indoctrinated. The buzzwords abound on the television set, on the 6 o'clock news, on 2020 and 60 Minutes, and on the radio broadcast that you listen to. Anyone who disagrees with the establishment point of view is called by Rush Limbaugh a kook. Rush Limbaugh is a psychopolitician. Anybody who disagrees with the establishment's idea of what an American citizen is supposed to be is called an extremist or a fundamentalist. Are you beginning to understand how this works? You see, because if you are labeled any of those things, a white supremacist, a racist, an anti-Semitic, then you are insane. You're not to be listened to. You're not to be given any credit. Your ideas are to be discarded out of hand. Now you see how it works. And ladies and gentlemen, it does work. I can assure you. It works so well that most of you are totally under the control of this system, and you don't even know it. Most of you are being manipulated by lies and deceptions on a daily basis, and you don't even know it. You are puppets on a string, and when the puppet master pulls the string and plays the tune, you will dance, because that's what puppets do. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you have learned something this afternoon. I hope I have been of service to you. I hope that I have served my purpose as the messenger that I am. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. And may God find it in his infinite mercy to save this republic.
This is the voice of freedom.